400 years have been discriminated and humiliated and enslaved by the Egyptians. Naturally, there was bitterness. Bitterness was accumulated, was built up in the hearts of the Jews. So even the Jews who had Nevi'im as leaders could not be trusted. Once the chains of slavery are taken off, so if they will go out at night when there is no light, so then all the mazikim and even the instincts in the person will start operating and waxing. This is what is happening to every liberation movement when they are not ready, you know, to restrain themselves. That's what happens now in South Africa. This is what happens now in South Africa. And maybe, again, I mean, don't mention it. Maybe it's a good thing. I mean, maybe it's min ha-shamayim. The latest news is that on the south side, there is so much friction between the Arabs and the blacks. Because the Arabs bought many stores, they buy up the stores in the south side. And then they do terrible things, the Arabs. So poor Jesse Jackson feels very bad. And he's trying to resolve the conflict. Why? It's again the same thing. They are involved in the liberation movement, but on account of the fact that they were not exhorted by their leaders to exercise restraint against the whites, they have plenty of resentment against the whites. But there is no one who tells them, Atem reseitzum pesar beischem ad beikea. Exercise restraint over your instincts. Don't try to be vindictive. Forget that the wrongs that the whites did to you. So the mazikim have the upper hand over them now. So that's why it says, who are the mazikim? The instincts of man. They are big mazikim. Especially when a slave becomes liberated, when he throws off the shackles of slavery, so then he is ready, you know, to mete out vengeance. Because there is so much bitterness in his heart. This is what is happening in South Africa. And it should be inspired that the Jews in South Africa should leave right now. Leave all their wealth, because Chas v'Sholem, if there is a revolution, so no one is sure with his life. What do they have against the Jews? But that's the nature, that's human nature. The Jews were wealthy, they were poor, the Jews were not enslaved, they were enslaved, so mainly it's the fault of the Jews. It's the fault of the Jews. Because we don't exercise any restraint. When a slave is liberated, then he has to exercise more and more restraint. Okay, sorry that I wasted time. But it's not for publication, this talk. You can't say a word of criticism, even against Jesse Jackson, who is a violent anti-Semite, but I wouldn't dare say it publicly. You can't say it. You can't say it. One Orthodox rabbi in Washington, Rabbi Rabinovich, was killed by blacks because some blacks thought that he was the rabbi who spoke against Jesse Jackson. The truth was, he didn't even speak against Jesse Jackson. It was another rabbi, a conservative rabbi, Rabbi Rabinovitz, who spoke against Jesse Jackson. But this Orthodox rabbi, Rabbi Rabinovitz, lived in their neighborhood. So they killed him. peculiar. This is the kind of situation we have. Why? Because the people who are being liberated are not exercising restraint. Are not exercising restraint. And when a liberated person, what happened in Rome when the slaves were liberated, all kinds of orgies and violence took place. It always happens. All right. Now, Meise, uchei abei ki ha-yizrach shemesh, al mei ha-yimomehu. So the Makshin assumed that the pshat in the posik is ki eir, which is beiker, so eir is the shem dovo of beiker, of morning, yizrach shemesh. So we see that eir is used as a synonym for Beiker, as a Shem Dovah for Beiker. Niksiv Eir Beiker, Uche Eir Beiker Ksiv, Vioche Koma, Uche Eir Beiker Beilom Azeh, Kein Zrich HaShemesh HaSadikon Labo. So that two pshat, Rashi's pshat and Rabbetam pshat. Rabbetam pshat is very simple, very simple. So, according to Rambam Shat, it means when is the light at its maximum in the daytime? At noontime, then when the sun is in the center of the sky above everybody's head, so then the sun is the strongest. I mean, and the light is at its maximum. So kei abeika beilom azeh, kein zrich ha-shemesh le-sadikim leilom abo. In other words, the light leilom abo will be so much more than the light leilom azeh, that the degree of light at sunrise will be equal to the degree of light leilom azeh at noon. At noon. All right. That's Rambam Pshat. But Rashi, he says, Pirush Rambam, Ve'ainat Hatzi Ayei, Kilimucha Ve'ertomid Nishcha, Da'adrof Shoyis Nikro Beiker, Kein Zeh Yieh Tchila Zrichas HaShemesh, Da'ainah Netzachamo La'Tzadikim Le'osid Lo'Bei. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi's Pshat involves the Deichak. In the pshat, in the posik, and in the Lashon HaGemara. So, uchei beiker hashte mashmalon dishim dovor, v'hokom adovit, uchei ze daine beiker, kin yizrach shemesh lo sadikim sheyitzu mafiloson leil mabo. So, it's mashma that eir is the shem dovor, the synonym of beiker, eir which is beiker, yizrach shemesh, מקסיב עיר ביקר, דיינה שמדובו, בנימה עיר או ביקר, וכן יזרח שמש. וכעיר ביקר קסיב, ואין זה שמדובו, אלא כמאיר של ביקר יזרח שמש. כשמסחיל הביקר להויר בעילום הזה, והוא חישך פיופל בעליס השחר, נגע כזריך עשה שמש של עכשיו, תהיה איסי שור, La tzaddikim was loving. So what the posik means, according to Rashi, that the today beilom hazeh now, so dawn, there is very little light. You can hardly see a dawn. All right, there are streaks of light at dawn. What does dawn mean? Here are mizrach. There are streaks of light from the mizrach, but you couldn't read the newspaper at dawn without turning on the light. You couldn't, but so there's just very little light at dawn. But Leila Mabo, so the light will be so much more ten beilam hazeh, the tekdon beilam habo. So will be the same light as sunrise. Beilam hazeh. So it's the lotion of the Gemara and the pshat and the posik according to Rashi's pshat is not smooth, because here it says Uchei beika beilam hazeh kein zrich hashemesh l'sadikon labo. So it should be a contrast shot. So the Gemara should say that Eir Beiker of Amud HaShachar Be'ilom Habo is Kein Zrich HaShemesh Be'ilom HaZeh. All right, but Rashi reads it into the Gemara. But this is actually what it means. Meisve, vayikro likim leo yein, al meo yimo meo. Doesn't the Torah say in this passage explicitly that yein and eir is ein hach, eir is yein is eir. So the Gemara says, horakoma, limeo ubo kor yein. That it's not, the pshat is not vayikro likim leir yein, that eir is yein, or mimele yein is eir, yishim dovo of yein, but the Rebbeinu Shalom called that which sheds light yein. Now, this posse is mentioned before the installation of the Meiris. The installation of the Meiris took place in Yom Rabi, and this is mentioned in Yom Rishon. So until the Meiris or Kia were installed, Hamod, Livono, the Kehovim, and so on. So then there was some other source of light, not the sun, some other source. I mean, it's not for us to know what emanated the light until the Emobi, but there was. So whatever it was, so that thing the Torah called Yei, but it doesn't mean that Eir means Yei, that which sheds light. The Torah called it Limeir Ubo Koryei Misho Shemasri Leoya Vehai Eya Lap Shindovo. So the Pshat is Vayikro Elikim Leir Yein, that when the light started to emanate, so it's already Yein. What does that mean? That at Amud HaShachar, that's a halacha, a din here. It's not just a mere physical phenomenon. It's a halacha that when it begins to emanate light, it's already a. So then the Gemara said, Monifshach, if the pshat in the posik is, that when light begins to emanate, so then it's already Yein, even though there was only the beginning of the emanation of the shedding of light. So the same thing should be true with the other half of the pasuk, V'lachei shachkor ha'layla, that it doesn't mean when it's completely dark, then it's layla, but when it begins to become dark, it's layla. Now, when is it completely dark? It is a hobby. When does it begin to become dark? At sunset. Until sunset, the process of becoming dark has not even begun. But at sunset, so it begins to become dark. The first few moments after sunset, there is substantial daylight. Substantial daylight. You know, there is such a thing that is called civil twilight. Civil twilight. Civil twilight means the interval between sunset until the moment when the sun has set 6 degrees below the horizon. 6 degrees below the horizon. Let's say usually civil twilight is about 24 minutes. 24 minutes. Or sometimes 25, sometimes 26, sometimes 23, but average is 24 minutes. Why is it called civil twilight? Because you can do many things. You can read a book, you can function by the light, that takes place during the civil twilight. So even though it's after sunset, it's not dark, but the darkness has begun. So monefshach, if the pshat in the post of Vayikra Lekin Le'eh Ayin means that the moment it started to shed light, so it's already Yom Kippur. Even though it's substantially dark, you couldn't read anything. So the pshat in the other half of the pasuk, v'lachei shachar layla, is the same. That the moment it begins to darken, to become dark, even though there is still considerable light, daylight, you can read the whole book, it's already layla. But that's not so. The halacha is that when is Lilo constituted? Tzisak Hodin. What does Tzisak Hodin determine? Tzisak Hodin is the moment when it's completely dark. When it's completely dark. So in other words, why is Tzisak Hodin the moment when it's completely dark? Because what does it mean, Tzisak Hodin? The stars come out. The stars don't come out at that moment. The stars are there all the time. In other words, they become visible. So, in the daytime, you can't see them. There are certain stars that you can see in the daytime too. Very big stars. So you can see them in the daytime too. Kehobim hanirim b'yei. That's kehobim daily. Kehobim daily, but kehobim tani, stars that are relatively of a smaller magnitude, so in the daytime you couldn't see. Then when it becomes dark, so then you see certain stars, but not all the stars. But then when it becomes completely dark, so then you can see all the stars. What do I mean? I say all the stars. No one sees all the stars. There are certain stars that no astronomer, through all the telescopes, has ever seen. I mean, but it means those stars that are seen at any time in the night can be seen already. So Tzisak HaKohen is the moment when it's completely dark. So Mele, you can see the stars of smallest magnitude. Doesn't mean of smallest magnitude that all the stars in the universe are seen. I mean the stars of smallest magnitude that can be seen at any time are seen already. It is a copy. Let's say 72 minutes. After sunset, or 90 minutes after sunset. So, the halacha is, so monefshach, if the pshat in Vayikra Lekin Le'eh Ayin, is Linnea the moment it starts to shed light, even though it's substantially dark. So it's already aim, so nearly the Pshat Lachishakol Ailoi is also saying that the moment the darkness begins, even though there is more light than darkness, so it's already Lailo. So that should mean that Lailo is constituted immediately as sunset, but it's not so. Lailo is constituted only as a second. That means when it's completely dark. But Kaimelon, that is a hobby in Yimomehu, El Hochekoma. Kaya Rachmon Linehu Pagdam it was the aim. The Rebbeinu Shalom ordered that that substance that was the source of light in the first few days in Bria Sa'ila, from Sunday till Wednesday, that he should rain in the daytime. I mean, no one knows exactly how it shed light and prior to the installation of the meiris, but it was done in a certain way. So koro kaya rachmon linheiru pagam sosiyene bi kaya rachmon lichshucheu pagam sosiyene. No one among us knows exactly. Today we know that it becomes daylight when the sun rises, and it becomes dark when the sun sets. But in the few days prior to the installation of the meiris, so it wasn't because of that. So there was some other source of light and some other reason as to why it was dark prior to the MOV. So that's the pshat in Lacheshach Korolayl. Alright. Korach Molinir, Haiva Yitkol Lafri Hashemu, Yitain Vishikora Hashemu Eir Yein, Elokoro Libriya Amiro, Sheboro Meheit Mater Libushi. Now, it is to be understood in a figurative way, Meheit Mater Libushi. Why does Rashi say it all of a sudden? Because this pasuk is mentioned in connection with Yimorishay, before the Trias Hameiris, before the installation of the stars and the sun and the moon. So the rise of the sun was not the cause of the emanation of light, so there was some other cause. We don't know exactly. There was a certain kind of an emanation of light. So that he calls Heid Mater Libushi. Whatever it was, that's esoteric, but he calls it Heid Mater Libushi. Upagdam Sosriyen, Shiroli Lishamish Biyei, Ulacheshach Tzivo Lishamish Belailo, Koro Kimelech Shikoro Laavdei Sheyobei Lifono. Alright. Anyway, here we have in this Gemara a very basic halacha that what constitutes Lailo, Tzizak Chob. Tzizak Chob. For Kaimelon, that is, so for Kaimelon, that is a Chob in Yimomu, Emery, the Pshita Ligmore, that Tzizak Chob in Yimomu, Mishri Maskinu Misif, Berbeid in Megile, the Anlis Ashacha Yemu, תחסי ואנחנו איסים למלוכו מעל איזה שחר עציס הכחובי ואין מרבוי אלון עלי לו מישמו והיי מלוכו ומהוסם נמי מוכח תעציס הכחובי מיימו Alright, so in other words we see from this Gemara and the Megillah the Gemara says it more explicitly that Tzizak Chovim constitutes Lila. So this is the Kashi, Billy Koshe Mahu Koli Tanoye, the Piri, Mamadlikin, the Komar of Jude, Mishetishka Hamo, Kolzman, Shetnus, Rochma Dimin. So So when is Minash Moshe's? The moment the sun sets. Even so, it's already Sophic Yain, Sophic Lilo. And when does it become Vada Lilo? When the redness on the horizon disappears. When it's Hirsif Ponov. Now the Lashon of the Braise is calls Manshep the Mizrach Madim. But the Gemara says it doesn't mean Mizrach, it really means Mayon. Ponim Hamadim is a Mizrach. In other words, like when the sun enters the house, so let's say the window is here, so you will see the rays of the sun on the other wall. So it means Meyer. So when the Braise says Koldmanship Nizroch Madini, it really means as long as the western horizon. Pnei Nizroch means the western horizon. So, as long as the western horizon is red, you know, close to sunset, you see a redness on the western horizon. So it's not Vada Lilo. But when it's Hirsi, when the redness completely disappeared, not only Limato, but Limailo as well, so then it's Vada Lilo. What, how many minutes after sunset is it when the redness disappears? V'iked l'mandom ahosom shnei chalkinil. Now, two-thirds, that's a machlekes rabbi and rabbi. Most Rishim and Paschal like rabbi. But rabbi Yisef says, rabbi says, three-fourths of him. Now, but Rav Yosef says two-thirds of him. Why does Stasis mention Rav Yosef Shite? Not Rav Shite? I don't think it makes a difference. Anyway, between two-thirds and three-fourths, so there is a difference in one-twelfth. So it doesn't make any difference. So, Bikel Mandoma Hosom, Shnei chalki mil, two-thirds of a meal. Shehu lifi amire, shogdeilo lifnei tzisak chobi. Tzisak chobi? So how can it be reconciled with our Gemara and Gemara Megillah? Our Gemara and Gemara Megillah says that what constitutes Lilo? Say Sakihovi. And here Rabbi Yude says in Shabbos that as long as it's Yichsif Uponov and the redness faded away from the western horizon, so it's already Lilo. And that appears to be a good hour prior to Sakihovi. Why good hour? So, in other words, if we say now, Amitam Shiti is that when does it become Vada Lilo? Amitam Shiti in Shabbos, in Psochim, I mean, all over Shas, in Svochim, in Monoches, I mean, all over Shas. Amitam Shiti is that there are two Shkias. Shkia Rishaino is what we call Shkia sunset. When the sun visibly sets below the horizon. I say visibly sets below the horizon because it's only a visual thing, I mean. It's only a visual thing. So that is the first key. But according to Rabbi Dan and most Rishayim, so nothing happens halachically as a result of the first year. It's still in love. Call it Ramatam. Now again, don't you ever mention it to anybody. Because it might be in Lich. According to Rav Natan, so after the first kiyah, one is allowed to do melach. One is allowed to do melach. And if I had to teach Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba Paskas like Rav Natan, for Balabatim, some of whom are very ignorant, I wouldn't learn that sif in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaba says in Lecha Shabbos that after the sun sets, you're allowed to do Melach for some time. But that's the Shita of Rav Natan. I wouldn't say it because of the Nirchshos. One Balabos, one very smart Balabos, might hear that and then decide to drive the car the following Friday night after Shkia. I mean, the Rav said, I mean, what could be better? But according to Rav Natan, so after the Shkia Rishenu, it's still in Rama, not Bin Hashmoshes. When is it Bin Hashmoshes? After Shkia Shnio. What is Shkia Shnio? When the sun enters the Uve Yorkia. Now what does it mean, the Uve Yorkia? The sun enters the Uve Yorkia. It's only a visual thing. It means, as the Minchas Kein explains it, because even after the sun sets, what do you mean the sun sets? The sun sets, the sun keeps on moving all the time. There is no one moment when it starts moving. When visually the sun appears to go down below the horizon. That's how it appears to us, below the horizon. Below the horizon. So then there is still ample daylight on the horizon. Why? Because the sun below the horizon sends out rays on the horizon. So there is a reflection of the rays of the sun on the horizon. Then, and that's the reason as to why the horizon is red. Why is the horizon red? Because of the reflection of the rays of the sun that are emitted, that is emitted. Now then, when the redness disappears, what does it mean? It means that the sun has already set a number of degrees below the horizon. So the Shkia Shnio is, and then the horizon becomes red. So according to Ramatam, right, that's called Shkia Shnio. When the sun enters the Uve Yorkia, and the Minchas Kein explains it, that is, the Shkia Shnio is that moment when there is no daylight on the whole horizon except in the western horizon. The western horizon. So there is daylight. In the eastern horizon, there is daylight. So then it's Bin Hashmoshes. And Dalet Milin, after the first Shkia, then there is no daylight even in the western horizon. So Shkia Shnio is expressive, of the moment when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon. And Tzeisak Yechovin is expressive of the moment when the western horizon is also dark. That's why the redness faded away, you see, because it's dark already. As long as there is redness on western horizon, there is reflection of daylight on the western horizon. So, when is the important halachic shkia, according to Rav Natan? Not the first shkia that everybody calls sunset, but the second shkia. The second shkia. Now, you know, in astronomy, so the second shkia is called the end of nautical twilight. You know, there are three kinds of twilight. There is what is called civil twilight, and there is what is called astronomical twilight, and there is what is called nautical twilight. You know, it's important for the sailors, you know. Nautical twilight, when the whole horizon is dark and the western horizon still has daylight. So that's the end of nautical twilight. That's the end of nautical twilight. So the end of nautical twilight, that's the Shkia Shnia. That's what the Minchas Kehen says. And so then is the Shkia Shnia, and then Binash Moshe begins. Then Binash Moshe begins. Now, so, according to Tesis Kashe, Vikel Mandom Ahosom Shnei Chalkimil Shehuli Pianire Shog Deil Lepnei Tzisa Kehovim. So in other words, because Tzisa Kehovim is Dalet Mili, let's say 72 minutes after Shkia. 72 minutes after Shkia. And when does the redness disappear? About 58 minutes after Shkia, that's the beginning of the, and then, I mean, not the red disappears. When does it become red? According to Amitam, when is the horizon red? In other words, the western horizon red, that means there is daylight on the western horizon, but the rest of the horizon is dark, 58 minutes after Shkia, so then 58, 59 minutes after Shkia, so then the whole horizon is dark except the western horizon. So Rabbi Yehuda says there that he becomes Lilo, that he becomes Lilo, so Vikel Mando Mahosom Shnei Chalkimil Now the question is, we are assuming that Tesis accords with Rav Natan Pshiti. According to Rav Natan, so when is a Tirsif Ponov? When is a Tirsif Ponov? It's not Tirsif Ponov. So Mishetishka Achamo, called Mamshet Mizrach Madini. So when is Tishke Achamo and then you become Binash Moshes? Not after sunset, but it means Shkia Shnia. That's about 58 minutes after Shkia Rishenu. And when do the stars come out? Dalad Mil. So the last two-thirds mil or three-fourths mil is Binash Moshes, according to Rabban Tam. So how does Tesis say Shehuli Fianire Shog Deilo with Nisisak Chol? So it's not Shog Deilo, it's only a question of 40 minutes, 50 minutes at most, maybe 30 minutes. I mean, it all depends how much a meal is. If we say that a meal is 22 and a half minutes, so two-thirds of 22 and a half would be how much? How much is two-thirds of 22 and a half? Would probably be about close to 60 minutes. If we say that a meal is 80 minutes, so how much would two-thirds of 80 minutes be? About 30 minutes. So at most, 60 minutes, at most. So how does he say Shehuli fi anire shog deil l'tnitzisak chodim? That's this is kashi. Why shog deil? So you should say, reva shog. Not Chok Delo. Not Chok. So the Mashal says the Chok Delo Lav Davke doesn't mean Chok Delo. It means a substantial interval, a substantial period. But it means a Revasho, 50 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, at most 60 minutes. At most 60 minutes. Now, that's at most, even if we say, like the Pirush HaMishnah in Psochim, that the meal is 24 minutes, so how much would be 2/3 of 24? 60? So that's the very maximum. 60 minutes. How is 60 minutes Ishok Deilo? How is 60 minutes Ishok Deilo? So the Mashal says, Lab Dafke Ishok Deilo. It means a substantial period. The Mashal says, the taste is in the Kashi. Assumes that when Rabbi Yudah says Mishetishka Achamo it Mishki Arishenu. So then, when says Kol's man Shetni Mizrach Madimi, so then it's been Ashmoshes, and once the Hadome, the redness disappears, so then it's already Lilo. And in the Kasha thesis assumes not like Rabbanutan, but like the Shittas Agro, that it becomes Bin Ashmoshes immediately after Shkia Rishenu, and then it continues for 2/3 of the meal. Let's say 2/3 of the meal, the maximum, 60 minutes, all right. 60 minutes, and then it becomes, and when he says like Chavim Dalad Mil, 72 minutes. So we have 72, and especially if we don't say that a meal is 24 minutes, because that's only according to the Shita, that a meal is a meal is 24 minutes, that's only the Shita's Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. The Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Broche says that a meal is 80 minutes. If we say that a meal is 80 minutes, so how much would be 2/3 of 18, about 30 minutes. So when you subtract from 72, 13, so you have a 59, especially if we say that the meal is 22 and a half minutes, so Dalet Milin is 90 minutes. Then 2/3 of the meal would be how much? 15 minutes. So when you subtract from 90 minutes, 15 minutes, so 75 minutes. So it's certainly Shok Deilo. This is how the Marsha explained it. So it's a kasha. Here the Gemara says that Lilo it becomes that it's a chovim. And the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadikei says that when it's a chovim, Dalad Milin after the first Shkia, and there Rabbi Yudah says that it becomes Lilo Gomo when it's Shechzif Uponov. And that's 2/3 of the meal subsequent to the first Shkia. So that means about 50 minutes after Shkia. And according to the Gemara in Psochim, that Yitzhak Chovim is Dalad Milin, let's say 90 minutes or 72 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So between the Yechsif Uponov and Yitzhak Chovim, there is a Shok Deilo, there is an interval of a good hour, maybe 75 minutes, maybe 59 minutes, but whatever. So it's a short day law. That's the cash. And according to Mashal, short day law means 50 minutes, a substantial interval. So the Teretzis, they know not keen with this Akechavi. Ki di kom ahosom loy kechavi mdili manirim b'yei, ולוי כחובים קטנים מנהירים בלילו, אלו בינני. אלו בינני. So in other words, that's why there is a suffering. So according to the Marshal and the Marshal, the Marshal only says that in the Kasha cases assumed that the Binah, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, the Binashmoshes begins at the first year. But in the Keretz, Tesis admits, I mean like Shittis Ramatam, the Binashmoshes begins at the second year. So, but the question is, so why is it Sofik Lailo? After all, Tzisak Yehovim is only Dalet Milin. Dalet Milin after the first year. Not 3 1/3 meal after the first year. So because which is a kechovin means 3 kechovin bein. So the question is, what kind of kechovin bein? Because medium magnitude, so who knows what a medium magnitude is years ago, 50 years ago. So the Rabbonim of the Vada Rabbonim in New York decided to inquire from the astronomical observatories in Washington, D.C. how many minutes after sunset. So do 3 stars of medium magnitude appear? So the answer given by that astronomer in the astronomical observatories was that in the summertime, 45 minutes after sunset, and in wintertime, 40 minutes after sunset. And because of that, the Vada Rabbonim in those days decided in the calendar accordingly, in other words, that in the summertime, so Mitzui Shabbos, you can do Miloche, 65 minutes after candle lighting, because you light the candles Friday, 20 minutes before Shkia. So in other words, 45 minutes after Shkia, so it's 65 minutes after candle lighting time. And in the winter time, an hour after candle lighting. But I don't understand it. The astronomer in the astronomical observatories knows exactly what Kechovim Bein is. He gave an answer according to what he considers as a star of medium magnitude. But that does not have to coincide with the Kechovim Bein of the Gemara. So Jesus is saying, that's why Enochran, the thing that constitutes Lailo, is Gimel Kechovim Bein. But the question is, what kind of Kechovim Bein? There are all kinds of degrees of Kechovim Bein. So, when it is 58 minutes after Shkia, Rishaino, according to Ramatam, so then there is a possibility that they are already Gimel Kechovim Bein, but maybe not. Until it is 72 minutes after Shkia, or 90 minutes after Shkia, not that taller in the Hashbinis of Milin, so then definitely they are Gimel Kechovim Bein. to inquire from the astronomical observatories in Washington, D.C. is ridiculous. Assuming that the astronomers in the astronomical observatories in Washington, D.C. know exactly what Chazal mean by Yimuk Chombin. But the vision of people today is not the same as the vision it was Bisman HaTanoim. So how can we rely on that? I think it's a ridiculous approach. But people don't know, so say they see, mention, oh, that's the Awahatu. All right, so that's the pshat in the Tesvis. According to the Marshal and according to the Marshal. Now, it's the same thing, the same pshat. The only difference is that according to the Marshal, when Tesvis says, Shifuli pian yereshog deilo itneitzi sakichovim, so Tesvis doesn't mean shog deilo mamesh, 60 minutes. What it means is a substantial period. How much? 50 minutes. The Marshal says that's strange, that Tesis should call 50 minutes Shogdela. So Tesis says, so the Marshal says, Tesis in the Kashe assumed even if we'll, let's say, even if we'll not assume like Havnatah. In other words, because the game before Avnatan agreed with the Shittas Agor, and that when the Gemara says Mishetishke Achamo Itnishki Arishena, when the sun sets, not when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon, when the sun enters the Uvi Rokia. So that was the Shittas Hagenim before Avnatam. Avnatam changed it. But the Shittas Hagenim was like the Shittas Hagor. So the Marsho says that Tesis in the Kashe, so he said, V'ikel mandono chosom shnei chalokimil, shehu, assuming not like Avnatam, v'pi amir eshov delu v'zisa kechovim, they, so it's difficult. Dieses Territz ist, dem ein Pchim mit dieser Kachobin. Gib am Haus und mit Kachobin dem an ihrem Gehengucht an ihrem Leil und Beinen. Ein Meile, ein Tischke Achamo doesn't mean Schkia Rishena, but it means Schkia Schnia. So why is there a suffix? Because we don't know exactly what kind of a magnitude Kachobin Beinen him has. So Tesis should say in the Territz, according to the Marshal, in the Territz, den und Pkim, this is a Kechobin, ki di koma hosom loy Kechobin dil manirin yei, the loy Kechobin tanim hanirin bilaylo, and vein kam shog delo, this is a Kechobin. Hakreva shog, why doesn't he say it? Monifshah, if the Kashi assumed like the gaining, so, if, and in the Territz not, so he should say it, doesn't mention. So it's much smoother if we say like the Mashal, but not if we say like the Mashal, so it's a bit different. Now look at the lotion of the Mashal and the Mashal. The Mashal first. Wiegel man doma hosom schneechal gmir. Nicht ab bizad. Perusch lechol ab poches. Wie kolschken man doma tlotechal gmir. She hu gimul gvies am mir. Wo mahalach ele bi top kub chalokim. Because mir is mihalach 2000 amo. Et ele bi top kub amo. Wie koschel li mashom ashok deila. In the show, שלחות מחותל ביי, תורמיל גופם הלאה שלישו פוחס חלק למד. In other words, שלישו is 20 minutes. פוחס חלק למד, 1/30 is 2 minutes. So how much is a meal 80 minutes? So what kind? And 2/3 of a meal? So would be about 30 minutes. Ela shog delo kelimar eis gode. Then the masho. What does the masho say? Vain al chavnos v'ashim. Hayu ishne she kosos tukan l'kani shog delo eini shog. Vain al chavnos v'mashal. The lap shog delo mamish kamo. Elo zman gode yo. Veid yesh lehaf yashit. Lehaf v'lakushit. Tesis in the kashe kamre, the shog dilo mamishish, the fianire, mizman shkia sachamo, the first shkia tzidakichot, the fianire. But then the teret, he's like Abnetam, so you should say it. So you can use chosam na sefer. It's very strange. So the marshal's pshat is better than the marshal's pshat. I think there is another possibility. I mean, I wouldn't mention it except for the fact that Maram Alashker has that chicken. The Maram Alashker is one of the Rishayim, and he is chilek on Rabbi Tam Shiti. He is chilek on Tam Shiti. Rabbi Tam Shiti is that after Shkir Rishayim, it's still in Gomo. In Gomor, when does it become Binash Moshe's? Only 3 1/4 meal or 3 1/3 meal, depending whether Binash Moshe's is 2/3 or 3/4. So only 3 1/4 meal subsequent to the Shkir Rishayno, he's chilek. He says when the Gemara in Shabbos says, like the Gor. But he doesn't say what the Gor says. The Gros says, when the Gemara in Shabbos says that Mishitishke Achamo is Binash Moshes, it means Shkir Rishayno. So it's already Binash Moshes. And then 3/4 of the meal later is already Lailo Gomo, Lailo Vadai. So why does the Gemara in Psochim say that Tzisa Kechovim is Dalet Milin subsequent to Shkir? So he says, the Gemara in Psochim, when it says, Seis HaKechovim, and there's the Shittas Agenim, of Chavzir Goyim, of Hai Goyim, doesn't have reference to Gimu Kechovim Beinim. Gimu Kechovim Beinim, Gimu Kechovim Beinim, that takes place 3/4 of the meal subsequent to Shkia. But only Kechovim Beinim, but Kechovim Tamim don't appear. But then, as it becomes darker and darker, so smaller stars are visible. So when do all the stars appear? That's Dalet Milin. So it's an astronomical phenomenon that Gemara in Psochim is saying. It's not mentioning a halacha, because the only Gimdi Yitzias Gimu Kechovim Beinim has halachic significance. But Yitzias Kol HaKechovim, that doesn't make it into Laila. That make it Laila. That's what the Gor says, and there's the Shitas HaGenim. Now, there's another question. Why Monifshach, if Laila becomes after Yitzias Gimu Kechovim Beinim, long before all the Kechovim Tanim come out, so why does the Gemara in Psochim mention us? Who is interested? Why the Gemara wants to teach us astronomy? So the Gemara could tell us other astronomical phenomena also. Why all of a sudden? So the Shibile Aleket says, and apparently Shibile Aleket agrees with the Shita of the Gemara. that it becomes Nashmoshes Echkiya Rishenu. So he says, and then it becomes Lilo 3/4 in the middle later. But he says there is a mitzvah to be Mesif Mechela Lakedesh. So he says that one can be Mesif Mechela Lakedesh until Dalet Mili subsequent to Shkiya Rishenu. Dalet Milin subsequent to Shkiya Rishenu. Now, in other words, that's why the Gemara mentions Yitzias Kol HaKichov. Why the Gemara wants to tell us an astronomical phenomenon, so there are other astronomical phenomena. Why does the Gemara tell us that? No, it has halachic significance. It doesn't have halachic significance in respect to the determination of Lilo. That is determined, Lilo is determined with the Yitzias Gimel Kechobim Beinim, but there is still a mitzvah of Meisim Mechel Lakedesh as long as there is some daylight in the horizon. But when it becomes completely dark, how do we know that it's completely dark? That even the smallest Kehovim can be seen already. So Memele, then you cannot be Meisim Mechelakesh. Why? You can be Meisim Mechelakesh until the next morning. Until when? Until Daudun. And it is interesting. Before my family went to America, my father had been already here for a year in America. So my mother, Zachem Levroche, with the younger children visited the relatives. So my mother had a sister in Vilna. So I went along. So we were in Vilna, so we visited the Goyin Shul. At that time it existed. Now it doesn't exist. And they kept up in Minyan until the Holocaust. So they kept up in Minyan in the Goyin Shul. Well, all the minogi agro prevailed, you see. You hear in Yerushalayim, they follow up the minog agro. All right, in certain things they follow up the minog agro. In certain things they don't follow up the minog agro. So, I mean, but there, the mamish followed up the minogi agro, the way the gro was made in his lifetime. So there, I was in the shul, and the gabbai of the shul told me that in the Beis HaKnesses HaGro, so the practice has been, now the Gro was Chilik HaShidus Lamentam. Chilik HaShidus Lamentam. So he certainly wouldn't expect him to observe 72 minutes. I mean, he was Chilik HaShidus Lamentam. And his matre, he rejects Shidus Lamentam. How can Lamentam say such a strange thing that after Shkiya Rishenu and even half an hour after Shkiya Rishenu when it's dark it's still Yom Gomor, you're allowed to do Meloche? I mean, how can you say such a thing? So in the Crosby's Midrash, until the Holocaust, Mitzoy Shabbos winter time, they davened 90 minutes after Shkiya. And summertime, they daven 2 hours after Shkiya. What kind of a Shkiya is that? That's the Shkiya of Dalet Milin, that's Ramatam Shkiya. But the Gro is Chelikan Ramatam. The answer is, the Gro is Chelikan Ramatam, and the Shbila Aleket was also Chelikan Ramatam. So how does he explain the Gemara in Psochim Tzadikei? That it means it is a Kehovim, just an astronomical fact when all the Kehovim appear. Why is that important? Why is that important? The answer is it is important. As long as it's not completely dark, there is a mitzvah of being Meisim Mechel Lakedesh. And the Goyen didn't want to end the Shabbat service. As long as you can be in time and mitzvah of Mechel HaKedesh, so they didn't admire it, you see. They didn't admire it. So that's the shite Das die Schitte ist agro und das die Schitte ist agi. The Maram Alashkeh apparently did not have the tshuvas. We know, because we have the tshuvas of Ratzriya Goyim and Abai Goyim, and they say the same thing as the Gosses. But Havnatam changed the tshuvas. But the Shittas Agoy, the Shittas Agen of Rabban Haigoy and Rabbi Sriagoy. And Rabba Vrom Bnei Shal Rambam has it too. He also says like a God. And he says that that's the Shitta of the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam Shitta is not like Rabbi Tamida. And it appears from Rashi and Shabbos that Rashi Shitta is not like Rabbi Tamida. But most Rishen adapted the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Maram Alashkeh did not know the tshuvas of Rav Haigoyim and Rav Sri Haigoyim, and what he did know of Rav Avrom Neshel Rambam, because he mentions the tshuva of Rav Avrom Neshel Rambam. So Maram Alashkeh is chilek ha'avit. But then, there is a stire between the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Mishetishka Hamo is Binashmoshes, and the Binashmoshes sends 3/4 of the meal subsequent to Shkia, or 2/3 of the meal subsequent to Shkia. And the Morin Shabbos says, Tzisakholim is Dalad Milne after Shkia. And he rejects Rabbeinu Tam's assumption that Shkia in Shabbos means Shkia Shnia. Now he assumes that it means Shkia Rishenu, whoever talks of Shkia Shnio, it's not even a visual thing. So he says there is a machlekes asuyas. A machlekes between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Tzohar. The Gemara in Shabbos, when it says Shkia Sachamo is and that Bina Shmoshes begins at Shkia Zahamo, so that means Shkia Rishino. And the Gemara in Psochem agrees that when the sun sets, it's already Bina Shmoshes. Sofi James of Iglaila. But the Machleike is between the Sugi in Shabbos and the Sugi in Psochem is in regard to the time that the Bina Shmoshes period ends. Both agree that the Benashmoshes period begins at Shkir Zahamo, Shkir Chayim. But according to the Sugin Shabbos, it lasts only for 3/4 of Israel, or 2/3 of it. According to the Sugin Psochim, it ends Dalad Mil. But the Maram Alashkeh himself says that even though the Sugin Psochim mentions Rab Yude is the one who says that it becomes Lilo at Tzisakhovim. The Tzisakhovim is at the end of Dalad Mil. It doesn't say it becomes Lilo. So, but Maram Alashkeh assumes it. But he says Dalad Mil in after Shkia. And Rab Yudah is the one who says that Bishetishke Achamo calls Manshet the Mizrach Madimi. So is Bina Shmoshes. And it becomes Lilo 2/3 of a meal or 3/4 of a meal subsequent to Shkia. So is Chilek and the Sugya in Psochim. The Sugya in both Rab Yude is the Morad Shmaitz. But in the Sugya in Psochim, so Rab Yude said it the Yamkuse when he was young. So then he held that the Bina Shmoshes period lasts for Dalad Mil. 2 minutes or 9 minutes, whereas Biziknuse, that's Rab Yude in Shabbos, he says that the Bina Shmoshes period lasts only for 2/3 of the meal, 3/4 of the meal. So then he says that the Aloha is like Rab Yude Biziknuse, like the Sugi in Shabbos. This is what the Maram Alashkeh says. If you have the Maram Alashkeh here, it's Tshuva Tzadik Vavu. Very important. And there he also mentions the Shita of Rabbi Avrom Neshel Rambam. I don't think that he mentions Rav Sriya Goyim and Rabbi Goyim. I might make a mistake, but I don't think that he mentioned it. Anyway, if we are going to say the Tesis here agrees with the sheet of Maran Alashkeach, then the Tesis is very small. So we don't have to say, like the Mashal, that Shorg Delo doesn't mean Shorg Delo of 60 minutes, but Shorg Delo, we can say Shorg Delo means an hour, 60 minutes. Yeah, maybe even 75 minutes, and that's why Tesis says that Shorg Delo, in other words, 90 minutes minus 15, so 75 minutes, so it's more than 60 minutes. So it's a Shorg Delo. And we don't have to say like the Mashal, because according to Mashal's Pshat, so in the Kashe, Tesis assumed, not like Anutam, in the Teretz he assumed like Anutam, so he should say something in the Teretz about Shorg Delo. Why doesn't he say anything about Shorg Delo? After all, that was the main difficult thing, Shorg Delo. So, but we can say that this Tesis with the V does not accord with Anutam. Does not accord with Anutam. He accords with Ramat, he agrees on Tam on one point, that not with the Shittes Agro and the Shittes Ageni, because according to Shittes Agro and the Shittes Ageni, so then according to every Gemore, according to every Gemore in Psochim or in Shabbos, so three-fourths of the meal subsequent to Shkia Rishaino, so it's already Laila Gomor, it's Mutab in Loch. But he holds that according to the Sugya in Psochim, it's only Mutar B'Mloche 72 minutes after Shkia. But he has the sheet of Maran Alashkeach. So that's the Kashi. Well, all right. So there could be a Machlekes. But how could there be a Machlekes in Shorg Delo in regard to Mitzias? After all, either Kehovin Beninim appear 80 minutes after Shkia, or they appear 72 minutes after Shkia, or 90 minutes after Shkia. How could there be a Machlekes in Mitzias in such a vein? So David says, no, it's not a Machlekes in Mitzias. It's a Machlekes indeed, because the Halacha is Gimel Kehovin Beninim. But there are all kinds of Kehovim Kehovim Beinim. So the Sugi in Shabbos holds, it means Gimel Kehovim Beinim that appear at two-thirds of a meal after Shkia, and according to the Sugi in Psochim, it means the Gimel Kehovim Beinim that appear Dalad Milin after Shkia. It's also a little strange, but there is a possibility. And then, I mean, either this or the Pshat by the Mashal. The Mashal. The Mashal's Pshat is a big deal. Because Richa Hosam HaSefer, Monefshach, in the Kashi, he assumed, not like Anutam, that it Mishtishka Achamo in Shabbos means Shki Orisheno. And in the Teretz, he agrees with Anutam, it means Shki Eshnio. So you should say it. Why doesn't he say it? Ad. Meisve. Hallelu kol keich v'yeir. Al me'yir u te'u. What does it mean, keich v'yeir? The stars that shine at night. So we see the te'er is ashamed of all for the night. Horekom. Hallelu kol akichovim amir. In other words, it's not the stars that rain at night, but kichovim that emanate light. Elamatu kichovim amirim hu diboy yeshvuche, sheinu mirim diboy yeshvuche, voksiv hallelu kol tzvo, elo hoko mashmo. Deir kichovim nameheil, b'mayin afkimine l'neida m'neir. We need a minaya. didn't hear. So he says, Ditnan, so the Agoyis Maglandi is, Ein ze loy mishne ve loy preise. But, I mean, it's mentioned somewhere. I mean, so what should we be hearing? But if we need a minute, we have to say Ditanye, not Ditnan. So it's not a price here, but the Gemara mentioned it. So Mishnah it certainly isn't, because it's not in the Mishnayos, but the price. So we don't have it mentioned anywhere else. So it's mentioned here, so we have to be careful with Tanya. We cannot just not be careful with anything. Manachmili Meir ki Tanya, the Tanya, Haneda minoeya also beiron shel kichot. Now the Rashi. Hokom ashman li kichot na meiru. Leilam kichot ma mirin koma. U di kokash lo choshinu mirin loi. Hodi no kat keich veeya. Lavu niti kichot im shinu mirin. Di chol kichot im yesh la meiya. Di leke limu de mide. U ko ashminon deeya kichot im koreya. Actually, there is a strange expression in Russian, because from the Russian Agmore it appears, and Moras Kashi, Elomiato Kichovim Amirim Hudboyishvuche, Sheino Mirim Loiboyishvuche, it appears that they are stars that shed light, and they are stars that don't shed light. Something very strange. I mean, how could there be stars that don't shed light? A star, by definition, is something that sheds light. If you look up in the dictionary, star, so you'll see, it is a body in the skies that sheds light. I mean, there's a definition of a star. So how can the Gemara say, El me'ato kechob ma'mirim, who the boy is for her? She ain't a meal in the boy is for her. Oh, Jehovah, Mamir. But Rashi does say, Hod no katich veya, lovely muti kehovim shin mirin. The whole kehovim yeshlameya. Monefshech. If kol kehovim yeshlameya, so how does the Gemara say, Elamatu kehovim amirim with boy is for her, she ain't a meal in the boy is for her? There is no such thing. So the Rashi is difficult. I didn't see anybody should raise the question against Rashi. I don't know why. But I think the Pshat is as follows. In other words, star in English, by definition, is a heavenly body that sheds light. That's a star. But there are stars and there are planets. You see, a planet does not have to shed light. The earth is a planet. It's not a star. Now, the term kechovim in Lashon HaKodesh has two meanings. One meaning of kechov is in the sense of a star. So there is no such thing kechovim she'en li'ayin. Star by definition. But kechov can have reference to any heavenly body, whether it's a star or a planet. You see, I mean, Mars can be called a kehov. It doesn't shed light, it's not a sun. You see, so mele, the Gemara, the question is, when David says, in this capital, Halu kolkeich ve'eya, kolkeich ve'eya. How does he use the term keich ve? I mean, in the sense of stars, or in the sense of the planet. So the Gemara said like this: Elamato kechovim amirim hudi boyishvuche, shein amirim liboyishvuche. In other words, for Xivalu calls for hope. Elo Hokamashmalon, because When David says, Alvu kokech v'yehia, so he uses it in the sense of star. So he says, but, and planets that are not stars, roiboy shvuche, so that is mentioned in another pasuk in Alvu kol tzvov. Like ukoash minon. So in other words, why did David have to express this fact of the stars giving praise unto the Rebbein Shalom separately? After all, he mentions Halu Kol Tzvo, so that includes stars and planets. So why does he have to mention Halu Kol Kech Ve'er separately to tell us that the light of the Kechovim is considered light? What's in Afinine? The Gabianidam Neir is also Beir on Shell Kechov. Mitzvah says, Miu Heichad Loshim Yodim Nik Loshin Amikho, as Lina Haloshim Neoro, Kedamunum Beirach, Gabriela, Mishko Yodi Olaim, the Raisi, Kibirish, Kuru Pindorin, Oh, Haloshim Yodim, the Aina Adot. Now, Maze, Leia Yokum Ritzeach, Yiktaloni Deavien, Uvalailo Yekigane, so the Posig describes the moral turpitude and the lifestyle of a criminal. Leia Yokum Ritzeach, Yiktaloni Deavien, Uvalailo Yekigane, Homidikoma Uvalailo Yekigane, and the posik here near describes the activities of the criminal in the nighttime vis-a-vis activities, his routine in the daytime. So that indicates that air designates the day, the daylight part, whereas Lilo designates the night part of the day. Ho, you come out loud, you keep on up. I'll may you, mommy. Ho, some, ho, I come. You keep the lock music in here. Then the first is course. Retayahu, we need to let you be not shame. We miss up the lock music, a little ye, ye, be not hooky gun it. Below, you need to let you be not shame. Now let's see the rush. Michlal deya dreishe dikro yimomeu. Vorkam. Bien kishevri drochim hilchim. Emet retzea beima drochim. And the crossroads, beherba. Vinetiles momeno. Uvelailo, who nase kigane, lach to break in, lach to bot in the ligni. Hoche koma. I pshite loch milse kinere dan frosches kose retzea. Wie nicht in Latzele bin Apfel. Hoge mag, maschen aus dem Ochteo, wie Schuss, aber wie macht er es lehrge? Ki die Xivin macht er es, immer zu jagen, wo ich auf dem Eisen und Domin. Im Boch, lecho Adobo, kei Aschub, wo alles keine Forschis. Deine Kolodom, chut mir aber ben, wie Chayitze, bei Ische Maka, bei Ische Uaia, bei Miei. Aber scho Kolodom im Hoyo, weil am Moment nicht genägdil, hatzel, mit meinem Moment זיי מיט דאָ בהרגיי רצייח חוב ניט פרישוס דכול אקידם להציל אז באה מומ מי נאפשי של בוב מאכטרס ובלילו אין מיסאַפ לוכט לילו קין שוד נו יאף אוש וואו ביכו בי רחמו וואלך בי מו יסיי מיט קנה גלאס מומ מיין חוין חוהר גחו יבינה חו קי גאנע ולו ניט להרגיי וואו חמ מן ביסן הדרן דאָ באה בן נאג מאכטרס. So what does Rashi say? Rashi say that this posik in Yev has reference exclusively. I mean, this is how it appears on the surface. That this posik has reference to an avi, father who commits burglary, who breaks into the house of his son. So stamov is merachem al-ben. no matter how cruel and ruthless he is, but a father cannot have the heart to kill a child. Impossible. Even if he's the biggest Roshi, how can a father kill his son? Some melee, if a father breaks into the house of the son, so the son is not allowed to kill the father, because he's not ready. Why is he gone? Why can you kill the gun? So, Machtera Shimotze Agano, the hook of a maze, only done. It's not a Ritzeach. Not a Ritzeach. Why is it a Ritzeach? Because, in the mind that's me, Alma Meinei, there is a presumption that when the Balabais finds the burglar in his house, so he cannot remain indifferent. He cannot remain indifferent. I mean, there is a story, I mentioned it last year, I think, about Abchaim. I mean, my father was a young boy. So one night, so everybody was wakened up because they heard people walking into the house. They heard people walking in the house. So my Bobby and my grandmother, so became very frightened. So Chaim said, do lie in bed. I mean, and then he woke up his sons. I mean, my father was a teenager then, and Rabbeinu, and my father's older brother, Rav Gershon, was a little older, and Rav Ogel was a young boy, was probably, 7 years old. Was much younger than my father. And he woke them up and said that he should go out. So he, with his three sons, went out, and then they saw, it's a true story, I heard it, my father, two men, completely naked, born down, completely naked. So my father and Rabbi Gershon and Rabbeinu, as young as he was, they wanted to scream, you know, they got frightened. So Rabbi Chaim put his mouth on their mouth and said, Schreit, was darf man verschämen? Man darf man verschämen. Darf man verschämen. Ging zurück in Bett. And he went away, and they were the two guys to carry out certain things. They did. But then, in the morning, my grandmother was hysterical. You know, I mean, she was all frightened, all shaken up. And she was angry at Rav Chaim. I mean, why he acted that way? But anyway, so then the story was told to all the people, and there were many Lomdim in Brisk, you know, who knew the Aloche of Habov Machteres. It doesn't mean Darby Machteres, even if he comes through the door. He has a din of machteres. Why is it never ready? Because if the Balabais in the mind, that's my other name. Rav Chaim was different, you see, he was my Midasma. But the average Balabais is not my Midasma. Some melee, when he sees the Ganel breaking in, so he'll oppose him. So the Ganel knows that. So why does he go? So he decides, if the Rabbis puts up in a position, so then I'll kill him. Even though the Rabbis has the opportunity, the alternative, to say to the Gane, you are my friend, you know, I like you. You want to steal? Take whatever you want. So then the Gane will not kill him. I got a lot to do. Come to see you, such a wonderful fellow. You just take everything and leave. So why should he be allowed to kill him? After all, there is a halacha. So it's not nitlatzil b'nafshe. It's not nitlatzil b'nafshe. In other words, if somebody is really a chaver lehoyde, but he can save the victim by shooting him, let's say, in the arm, so he'll become amputated. He won't die. So then he's not allowed to kill him. So as Kamu Bechamu, we should say, if there's an opportunity to let him take the money, not to scream, not to fight him. So it's like Yochlatzili Bechad Nibob, even more. So the answer is, that's the Tzirazakos. That inasmuch as in the case the Balabais does put up a resistance, so then the Ganef is ready to kill the Balabais, even though the Balabais has an alternative not to fight him, he doesn't have to. So it's Heta. And that's the reason, you see. There is no Rambam no Chesneide. Or this Rambam is Neide. Oh, this Rambam. Okay. Bob Machteres, Bain Bien, Bain Belaila, Inli Dummy, Elohim Hogi, Balabais, Ishor Otom Pturi, Urishus Yish Lechol Lehergei, Bain Bechil, Bain Shabbos, Bechol Mise, Shechilim La Mise, Shenemar, Inli Dummy. So Rabchaim said to them, the Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah to kill a Ganef who breaks in. Let's say Nidochas Ritziach Ushmiras Nefesh, when the Rambam mentions Avo arede fachavere lehorge. Afilo hoyo arede fkotu. Hari kol Yisroel mitzubin lehatzil anirdef mi adarede vafu binafish arede. And if he doesn't, he's evil as Sandlam Racho, he's evil as Tzitzel Skapo, he's evil as Sochis Nacho. So it's a chayv to kill the arede. Here, the Rambam doesn't say it's a chayv. Rishus. And the Rambam says, if the Balabais kills him, he's potter. He cannot be sentenced. He's potter. He's not a Ritzayah. But Smasham Rosh Rambam is not such a wonderful person. He doesn't deserve him to be interviewed on television. He's not to be considered as a hero, you see. Never mind, I mean, the vigilante, I mean, so. He has a right, he's not a Ritzeach. But it's not the ideal thing. If it had been the ideal thing, so the Rambam should say, roll the Hogel Chapas. He says, Potter, in Horag is a Potter, or Rishushi. What do you mean Rishushi? He has a legal right. But it's not. It's like novel b'shusatea. Certainly not a chay, not a mitzvah. Why not? The answer is over there when he intends to kill. And there is no other alternative, you know, to let him stay alive. So, in order to save the Yudev. But here there's an alternative. He can let him take the money. So you lose money. So that, there is no chayv. But the Torah gives a license. In the mind of Asma, so the Torah gives a head. So actually it's a concession to human weakness. This is Zeus HaKosov. Because in the mind of Asma, he has a din of a reading. There's no ritzich. But it's not the ideal thing. So why should I scream? Why should I scream? Why should I do it? Now then it was that, of course, no one accepted. They thought that Reb Chaim was a little clear. Anyway, 2 months later, these two Ganovi, who are known to have been addicted, you know, to crime, to theft, they became real Balutjuve. Because Reb Chaim didn't let his children scream. So in other words, the halacha of machteres is based upon the din of reidah. But it's a special halacha of reidah. In other words, there's the halacha. That if somebody makes a hold upon you, in other words, and if you don't, he's ready to kill you, if you fight him, it's not mitzvah to kill. So I mean, in regard to the question of that famous vigilante in New York, you know, I forgot his name already. What is his name? Getz, the engineer, yeah. So, did he have a right? He had a legal right to do it. So not mitzvah. And the din of machteres applies to a goy too. I mean, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Zameisha Horowitz is a goyis and more psochim. So he says, because the din of Reidi, that posuk in Yev doesn't deal dafke with Jews, with goy. The results are loch of Reidi, it's gemor in Sanhedrin. So he had a legal right, he's not vitziche. But he's a wonderful person, no, not a wonderful person. At best, he could be a novel b'shus at all. At best. But not a wonderful person. Doesn't deserve, you know, to be treated as a hero. It's not a good thing, you know, to kill when there is another alternative. So, anyway. But there is no risiche. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one has a right to kill every ganef who is born machteres, except Ava Borne. So Rashi says like this here. Masha nosto hotel rishus abo machteres leher gehi dichsi im machteres imotze agano vi huko bameis in li domi im im bo hoha dobo kei ashu bo aliski ni forshe da heine kolo dom chutz mi avala ben וחייצי בי שמכה בי שהוא אבי מעיד. אבל שוקל אדום, אם היו ברמומנים את כנגדי, לעצל מלמומני זה מדור והרגי, ריצח ובניתם רשוס לכל הקידום, לעצל אז ברמומן נפשי של בוב מחתרז, ובלילו, אם יספת לוח כלילו,